आ रही है डकार।
हेलो माय डियर लिसनर्स, आई एम गीतांजलि। I was under the weather last week, so after a lot many cups of masala chais, here I am. And here starts the Valentine's week. Ten, ten, ten. A week that is full of melodrama. Big red hearts on streets. Restaurants that never required reservations are packed. Everything on a bakery display is blood red. Wow, that's quite appetizing. Not. People who haven't managed an advance booking, nor for a movie or a dinner date, or people who pretended Valentine's, come on bro, it's so kiddish. I'm sure are planning to celebrate at home and must have already got a stock of pomegranate, apple, watermelon, strawberries, wine, and well, everything so red. So basically, everything cheesy this week is gonna be. Hence, my plan is to keep it simple, eat nachos and watch Netflix. So my segment Pet Pooja Gyan Bhandar will feature today Mansi Jasani, founder and owner at the Cheese Collective. Cheese and ideas and items that go with it. Now why am I talking about Valentine's Day? Because at least it has switched to a practical celebration from cards and roses. Or is it still there? Well, I see a lot of coupley contest, fancy set menus, creative desserts and a lot to do with food. In fact, I saw this funnily cute thing on Scootsy the other day. Only if my husband was as creative to notice them before me, but well, hey, before you call me cheesy, these were a box full of assorted candies. Wait, not just that, that's pretty cliche, but you can get personalized messages on those candies. Now that's creative, isn't it? But of course, no Valentine's gift can be non-cheesy. So these jars are called Cupid Cloud Jars, which have soft chews and rock candies, assuming that states zindagi ke utar aur chadhav. My Facebook page lately has been flooded with posts like Alia Bhatt tells you what you should gift your Valentine this season. Top 5 places for breakfast this Valentine's. Top 5 places for a sundowner drink. Top 5 healthy gifts for your Valentine. So I assume a lot is revolving around our favorite food this season. And as I told you, this is gonna be a cheesy episode. Cheese ki baat kare to mujhe to sirf processed cheese pata tha. Aur jo Amar Pav Bhaji wala bade generously use karta hai. There was a time before the health conscious era started, jab khane mein namak mirch na ho to chalta tha. But cheese ka usage I used to do bade versatile tarike se. It was not long that I went to Mahabaleshwar and had fresh strawberries topped with cheese. The fresh cheese on it was outstanding. It was freshly made there. That's when I realized, what the hell? What was I missing out all this while? Nahi to fresh cheese ke naam par paneer hi khate reh jate. So to educate us and provide us with immense variety of cheese, a lot of fresh cheese makers are escalating in India. In fact, I was surprised to know that there are around 9 cheese farms that existed in India all this while. It has found its way into the new world from Europe. Dairy farmers are moving away from the traditional goods, ghee, butter jo produce hota tha, and they have moved on to special cheeses now. So now, we no longer need to ask that friend traveling to Switzerland to do a favor for us, or to spend exorbitant on imported cheese. So to know more about this, let's move on to our next segment.
Pet Pooja Gyan Bhandar.
So Cheese Collective is this one-stop shop in Bombay for fresh cheese. A friend gifted me once, and that's when homemade cheese became the star of my house parties, to an extent that people came specially for it. Trust me, it's addictive and how. It's gooey, it's smooth, and moreover, it's fresh. So guys, if you are a cheese lover and still haven't tried a locally produced one, Mansi hopefully by the end of this podcast will make you switch to one. Hey Mansi, can I call you my cheese lady? Well, India hasn't been really a cheese making country. It's lately with food scenes getting gourmet that we got educated with various types of cheese. How, when, and what inspired you to get into something which requires so much to coach?
When you said India is not a cheese-making country, it's not entirely true. So India does have its fair share of, you know, indigenous Indian cheeses. For example, Kalari, Churpi, Bundel, and of course the most famous cheese, Paneer. But you're right, in recent times, cheese is definitely something that is trending and everyone wants to know more about, you know, this amazing ingredient. I actually got into cheese while I was studying in New York. I used to frequent this store called Murray's Cheese. And it was one of those times where I did this boot camp. It was a cheese boot camp. It was 3 days, over 70 cheeses, you know, eating, tasting, cutting, storing, pairing, aging. We learned everything from milk chemistry to how it turns into cheese. After those 3 days, everyone else around me was done. They were cheesed out of sorts. But I knew I could go on. I could eat some more cheese. And I think that's when I knew this was my calling. And this was something that made me so happy that I needed to do something about it. And once you've tried and tasted the good stuff, there's no looking back, right? So I moved back to India and I started the Cheese Collective. All about cheese and ideas and items that go with it. We make cheese, we curate. We have cheese platters, cheese tables at parties or corporate events. Basically, everything cheese. Copious amounts of cheese.
That's like an overdose of cheese. But Mansi, have you ever tried experimenting some desi flavors for desi people like me?
See, any flavor or any herb or spice, whether it is Indian or not, it can tend to sort of overpower the cheese. According to me, a fresher cheese would definitely be able to carry those spices well. So what we have is, you know, a fresh goat cheese with red chili, we have black pepper, we have mixed herbs which has garlic in it, and that is definitely, you know, very suitable to the Indian palate. What we also have is cabbage, which is a 1 week aged goat cheese, and we marinate it in extra virgin olive oil and whole pav bhaji masala flavors. But we've made sure that it is subtle and, you know, complements the cheese. Indian food is very masaledar, and somewhere the cheese, you know, loses its identity. But there are exceptions. There's this beautiful cheese called Bandel. It's an indigenous Indian cheese of Portuguese influence. It's made in West Bengal and it's smoky, salty. I like grating it over a rich onion tomato based gravy.
Wow, that's amazing. So pav bhaji cheese is definitely going to be on my next house party menu. Well, we in India are rapidly moving towards farm to table trends. But of course, we know it has its own repercussions, like shorter shelf life, or at times the climate conditions are not in favor, etc. What is your struggle story like? Also, is the freshly produced cheese easily available? Like we get fresh bread at our doorstep every morning?
See, a shorter shelf life is something that is not to be seen as a negative. See, like you said, we get fresh milk and fresh bread at our doorstep every day. Similarly, there is no saying that we can't get fresh cheese every day or every week or every month, depending on the, you know, the quantities used. So it's better to buy a smaller quantity, use it, and then just buy again. And we also offer weekly subscriptions or monthly, depending on what's suitable. And whether it's farm to table or an imported item, the idea is to eat good, clean and fair. And that's exactly what Slow Food says and what the Cheese Collective's ethos is as well.
Acha, tell me something for people who just use the regular commercial cheese. What can you tell them that can uplift their thoughts as well as tempt them to make this big switch today?
Okay, so I get this artisan versus commercial cheese question all the time. Why would someone not want to eat something that is handmade? Something that is artisanal, natural and preservative free? And you can't even imagine the number of layers an aged artisan cheese can provide. And the joy of eating cheese is not just limited to the item itself. See, we're at that moment celebrating everything. We're celebrating the area the cheese was made in. We're celebrating the terroir, the cattle, what they're feeding on, the soil. We're celebrating the, you know, cheese making methods. So no doubt, all natural is definitely the way to go.
How I couldn't agree more to this. And my next question you'll definitely feel is a little funny. Because, you know, cheese and wine requires a particular taste. And after being used to processed cheese all this while, definitely fresh cheese is like an addiction. Plus, since you guys offer various Indian flavors, what do you think can be a desi alternative, or rather a desi jugaad instead of wine, as a classic desi pairing this Valentine's with our favorite cheese?
You can't get more desi than desi beer, right? So why not pair a desi or an Indian, you know, artisan cheese with craft beer? And one of my favorites is White Zen. It's from Gateway Brewery. It's light, it's fruity, it's easy, and it goes really well with the fresh goat cheese. Just drizzle a little bit of honey on the goat cheese, pair it with this, and you're set.
I think now I'm pretty much sorted for my evening plans by ditching nachos and Netflix and moving on to some beer and cheese, which I'm gonna grab from Mansi's kitchen. I really hope you like this Valentine's special cheesy episode on my food podcast, Ekar. And also by now, I'm sure you guys know what to do next. Listen, share, like on Audio Boom. It's also available on iTunes where you can even rate. My Instagram handle is Dekar123 and on Twitter, I'm Geetanjali with triple E, where you can also hit me up with some feedback. I would love to listen to you all too. So guys, have a lovey-dovey week. I shall see you all next week.